Okay, today we're going to discuss one topic, one akuda in Hilchos Seudos, and if we wanted to, we could spend all week on it. Even though it's a short week, we could spend a long week on it. It's a Seudos Tikkun Machlokes, which is negeh to many areas, and many sugyas in Shas. It's based on one very simple chakira. Now, the shaychus to our sugya is basically from the Gemara's Kasha and Teretz, which you've all learned. The Gemara has the Gemara's Teretz of Rava, for going to Asu Beitrei Vaminon, Anana Grina Mineva, Darina Beit Ploshni, that the tenants come and they say, we lived there 3 years. So Rava says, they're Kasha to say this. Tenants who lived there 3 years, and Velayla, they could say Eidus. So the Gemara asks, Hani Neigen Bei Dusan Heim, they can't say Eidus. And again, Bei Eidus, because they paid the Machzik, they paid the person who's there now. If Bez is going to pass, if it belongs to the Ma'arer, then they're going to have to pay the Ma'arer. They're going to have to pay the Marikama, they're going to lose money. So for the Gemara, then Neigen Bei Dusanheim. The Gemara answers, you're right. We're talking that they didn't pay, they have the money in their hand, but if they paid, it would be different. So we have the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz. Gemara asks, Hani Neigen Bei Dusanheim? The Gemara's Teretz, and Achinami. That they are Neigen, but we're talking that they're holding the money in their hands. Now, Tosfos Hani is the Kasha, which is going to come up. We're going on now in the case where they do have the money, where they did pay the money, where they already paid. So, fractisis, why are they negev beidusan? Am I how you have negev beidusan? Are you kamigu? Dava motzi amri paran alacha or agar? They still could have said they paid the marikama. So, what do you want from them? They're not negev beidusan. They got me the marikama. They don't have to pay him rent. They say, believe us. That the Mavzik owns the field, because otherwise we could have said we paid you. That's Tosfos Kasha. And Tosfos answers, they're afraid to say so. Not negeya to our discussion today. Tosfos Kasha is negeya, as you'll see in a few minutes. Again, so we have to discuss two things, the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz. Kasha, when they did pay, that they're negeya, and the Teretz, that are nachinami, they are negeya. We're talking that they did not pay. Okay, let's talk about this Kler, this Chakira, this Machlekes Achrayim. The Shaila that we're going to discuss today is the following issue. We know that there are limitations to who could say Eidus. We know a person cannot say Eidus about himself. Obviously, a person is not a kosher aid to say aidus about himself. A person is also not a kosher aid to say aidus about a karev, about a relative. Why are you not allowed to say aidus about a relative? There's a kosher. Gemara says even Moshe and Aaron, who we know wouldn't lie. Nevertheless, Moshe can't say this about Aaron. Aaron can't say this about Moshe. Moshe and Aaron together can't say this about anybody. Even Moshe and Aaron, apostle la'edus. Now, if you ask me, if Moshe and Aaron told me something, I believe them. Of course, I believe. The Rav Elchanan says that if Moshe and Aaron say this, they're not neman al tzeidus, but there's an umdina that it's true. Okay, umdina, it's true anyway. Rav Elchanan writes. But anyway, psul kurva is a gzeres hakasi. Even if you do believe him, you don't believe him, it doesn't matter. Psul kurav is exeris hakasid, no shak. Noigeya be'edus. What's that psul? If I say an edus, it's noigeya, I have negiyas in the inyan. We'll take a case that everyone agrees is negiyas. Let's say Ruvein lent Shimon money, and I was the guarantor, I'm the Ariv. If Shimon doesn't pay, I have to pay. And now, I come into Bez and I say Eidus, the Shimon paid. So I'm Negea Be'edus, the Gemara says in Makis. I'm a Negea Be'edus. I can't say Eidus. Of course I can't. Of course I can't say Eidus. I can't say Eidus, the Shimon paid, because by saying Shimon paid, I'm patting myself. Double portion, I can't say that. What is the lumdus of that psul? This din that I can't say Eidus when I'm in a Gabidavar is a machlaikis hafaiskim, and a machlaikis was based on a machlaikis rishainim. Why I can't say Eidus? You could learn that my psul is because Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai. Since I have Negias, I'm like a Karev to myself. So it's psul, not because of Chayshish I'm lying. But it's a cost of the kapsul. You can't say Eidus about yourself. And if you're in the game of Davar, you're really saying Eidus about yourself. So it's a psul, just like you can't say about your Kariv. You can't say about someone that you have Negias in what happens to him. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Medavar will talk about it, he's saying Eidus in his favor. So the Rivash, I'm sorry, the Lavush learns this way. The Lavush has a sefer Ir Shushan on Cheshen Mishpat. The Lavush wrote many Svarim. He's known by his sefer Lavush, which is on Arachayim. But it seems he was very into Purim. All his Svarim are named after something to do with Purim. So Lavush is from Lavush Tchelas, that says there. And Ir Shushan is after Ir Shushan in the Pasuk. So when you learn the Shach or the Ktzais and they say Ayin Shin is an abbreviation, it doesn't mean Ayin Sham. It means, it stands for, sometimes it means Ayin Shach. But it says B'Sefer Ayin Shin, it's B'Sefer Ir Shushan, which is very common in the Cheshem Mishpat. That's the Lavush. The Lavush says, it's a Psul HaGuf, that just like a Karev is possible to say this about yourself, Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, it's a type of psul. It has nothing to do with whether a person, because of chayshish that he's lying. It's a psul be'etzem. And since that's the psul, so that's that. Both the sma and the shach in the beginning of Simin Lamed Zayin, the Hilchos Negeva Eidus, right in the beginning, very first thing they do is they bring the lavush, both of them, and they argue. To say it's not emes. The reason the Negeah Be'edus is possible is because B'chayshev, he's lying, the Chashash Meshaker. It's not a Psul HaGuf, it's not a Gzeres HaKasev. It's a Svara. There's a Chashash that this person is lying since he stands to gain. So therefore, it's a Chashash Meshaker. What's an Afkamina? If it's as psul kurva or as chashash mishaker, so we're going to see many nafkaminas. Just to pick the pashta nafkamina that it says there. Let's say you're taking a loan. You're borrowing money. You're lending money. Someone else here in yeshiva, and you call over two of your friends and you say, "Sign UVAs." So the two people, they sign the kashalaitis. By the way, the halacha is a friend is kosher leidus. It says b'ferishim of Shulchan Aruch, a friend is possible to be a dayan. Oyev. B'feidus, a friend is kosher. Maisim b'chol yoyim. Go to a chasana. Who does a person get eidik kedushin or eidik suma? He gets his friends. So the kosher, of course, it's kosher. We're not chayshish. Friends are going to lie in bezim for you. Friends are kosher. What happens if you get some friends to sign a shtar for you? And then, a little while later, your sister gets engaged to one of them, who becomes your brother-in-law. So now, the shtar, which was originally kosher, was two rechaikim signed it. Now, your brother-in-law signs it. So there's a problem. He's nase karayv, he becomes a karayv. If he becomes a karayv, Kurva is exeris hakasav dikadim. It's not as chashash mishaker. So his Eidus now is a problem. It can't be an Eid. It has to be the philosopher, the Sefer, the Kashrus. He became apostle. Can't say Eidus. What happens if later on he becomes a Negei Abedavar? At the time he signed it, he had no Negeis at all. That's not the type of thing he knew later he'll have a Negeis. At the time he had no Negeis. Somebody, you borrow money from someone, two Eidim signed. Fine. Let's say later on, one of these Eidim buys a piece of real estate that'll be Meshubid, Terechai. Somehow he becomes a Negei Abedavar. Later on, he becomes a Negeah. Now, he certainly can't come into Beis Din and say, Eidus Bepeh. Once he's Negev Eidus, it's finished. He can't say Eidus Bepeh. What happens if you're Mekayim that Shtar without him? You get people that recognize the signature. The Shtar is dated. And when he wrote it, he's not a Negev Eidus. If you learn, it's Al Chashash Meshaker, it's Psulis Tusmachayshish and Negev, maybe he's lying. It's kasha. Because here, there's no reason to be chayshu she was lying. At the time he signed the shtar, he was zichana. He had no reason to lie. At the time he signed the shtar, he had no negias. So if you learn it, that's chashash mishaker. So the shtar is good because it's a logical psul. And if logic says there's no reason to be chayshu, there's no reason to be chayshu. But if it's a psul kurva, if he becomes a karev. If you hold that, if he becomes a karev, it's possible, because he needs shilasa the sefer the kashrus. So then, just like if he becomes a karev, it's possible. So too, if he becomes a negei abedavar, it should be totally in din korva. If you hold korva is possible, which I believe is the way we pass him, then this is also possible. He became a karev to the inyan. He's a karev, he's possible aedis. So this is an example of a nafkamina, which on the page ends in the Lamed Zayin, the Nesivis brings. He brings the machloi, because he brings this as an example of the nafkamina. So upon him, we have here a machloikis, the Lavush on one hand, against the Shach and the Sma. Lavush says it's a psul kurva, it's exerts a kosadik psul, and the Shach and Taz learn it's also shash mishaker. Of course, the Ktsais and the Sivis jump into the fight. The Ktsais is matzdik the Shita's Halavush. The Ktsais goes, he's matzdik the Lavush Shita, that it's Psul Alts Karib, because it's a Kosadik of Psul. And then the Sivis is matzdik the Shita of the Sman the Shach, that it's a Psul in Alts Shash Meshachim. So we have here a difficult machlokes, hard to know to paskin. Usually in Chashim Mishma we paskin the Shach. Lamaisa, it's a machlokes that continues through the place. The Shach has an interesting raya. He says, if you're sharp, you'll catch the answer to the raya. But he says, l'chayr, it's what seems to be a good raya. He says, kariv. Possible Eidus. Sai if he says Eidus to benefit his Karev. Sai if he says Eidus against his Karev. Since it's Xeris HaKosadik Epsol. So, why me boy if he says Eidus to benefit his Karev, his possible. If he says Eidus against his Karev, his possible. Yet, if someone has Negias, Negeba Eidus, he's only possible if he says something good for himself. If he says something that doesn't benefit him, he says something that's a chai for himself, he's Neman. Something that's a chai for himself, he's Neman. So the Shach, it's a raya, that the psul negei abedavar is not alt kurva. It will be alt kurva, it will go both ways. Sai l'chai and sai l'schus. Since l'maisa, it's only a psul L'schus and not l'chayiv. It's a raya, it's only a chashash mishaker. We're suspicious he's lying. So if he benefits himself, we're chashash he's lying. If what he says doesn't benefit him, you're not chashash he's lying. That's the Shach's raya. How would you answer the raya?
It's only a karev, not a
So the Shach himself writes, I know you could answer, but he holds it's a daichi. But obviously, the Sai Sel is not a daichi. So he could answer the following. He could say, a negeya is a karev. If you're negeya b'dava, you're a karev. If you say edus that benefits you, you're a negeya b'dava. So you're a karev. Because there's a cousin dick of soul. If you say this that doesn't benefit you, why do we accept it? Why do we say this that doesn't, it's not a benefit for you, why do we accept it? Because you're not a negeya. It's like not being a karev. You follow? It's chashash. It's really as psul kurva. That someone who's negeya b'edus can't say edus. Is psul kurva to go both ways? Terence says, no. If you're saying edus that benefits you, so then you're in the gabadav. It could be, Takav, you say edus that's bad for you, directly bad for you, you're also a apostle. But if you say edus that's not negeya you, even if you would say fakir, it would be negeya. When you say edus that's not negeya you, so you're not a negeya. Memela, there's no psul kurva. The mailer is no psul. That's how the Shach answers this right. The bottom line, we have this machlokes, what the psul is, if the psul is a psul korva or a psul shash mashaker. In most of the Torah that we're going to find, or Shleimer, or Shimon, that we're going to discuss today, and the others, most of the Rosh Hashivas and the Shiurim bring rayas to the Ktzos. It appears there are numerous rayas from Shas and Rishayim. In other words, kashas that lefi the Ktzos are answered. Now I want to tell you a klal from Achleks and Ktzos Nesivas. Now no klal is everywhere, but a general klal. Achleks and Ktzos Nesivas, usually the Ktzos is kashas. The Ktzos Shita answers the most kashas in Shas. It's Svara, the Ktzos usually, if you try to bring rayas from Shas, like the Rishivas do, you got a lot of rayas to the Ktzos. But if you look at the Rishayim are usually like the Nesivas. And that's why most of the time, Machlokes Ktzos Nesivas, we pass like the Nesivas. I don't want anybody to go out and make a macha for the covenant of the Ktzos. I don't mean anything. I'm just telling you, I don't chashim mishpat. You know, Chayshim Mishpat, most of the time, Allah is like Nesivis, and they have good rayas to the Ktzais, but Rishayim are not like it. And this is a perfect example. I'll give you the following example. Taisis Hani Negin Beidusne. Im Taima, Am I having Negin Beidusan, Ha'ikam Migu? What's the case? The case is, we're going now on the Gemara's cash, I think. They paid rent to the Muzik. Now they walk into Besdin. They say, hey, this, that the Muzik owns the house. Gemara says, the Negin Beidus. Fractis is a cash. Hadi Negin Beidus on Hain. But they have a Migu. They won't have to pay. They'll tell Besdin, listen, how do you know we live there because of our edus? We could have said we paid him. That's Taisus Kasha. They have a migul. Zaktub Shleima. You could answer Taisus Kasha with the Shita Saktzais, the Ktzais and the Levush. Why do the Ktzais and the Levush say that Negeh Be'edus is possible not because we're Chayshid Elohim, not because of Shash Meshake, but because Zerus Hakosa Dikapsul. And again, the Eidus Zerus Hakosa Dikapsul is possible. If so, if I say Eidus, that's Negea to me. I'm saying I paid rent to him and he's the owner. It's Negea to me. Just, you want to be Chayshish, I'm lying? I have a Migu. Why should I lie? What's a Migu? So right, I'm not lying. That's what a migu is, right? If I'd be a liar, I could have said a simple lie and I'd get off the hook. I could have just said, yeah, it's his and I paid him. Right? A migu means you're not chayshish, I'm a liar. So if you hold the gebe edus, it's a chashash, I'm lying. So Tosfos has a good kasha. I have a migul. How can you chashash me for lying? I have a good migul. But you can answer Tosfos' kasha by saying no. Psul negebe edus is not as chashash meshaker. It's a kasha dikadin. So therefore, let's say you have a kohen, a relative. He says edus. He says I have a migul. I could have said I'm not a relative. Let's say you don't know he's a relative. One does says I'm a relative. I'm saying, hey, this happened to you. I could have said I'm not a relative. I'm not going to help him. So we're not choshish that you're lying. That a migu should help you. You're possible because there's a custom that you're possible. Not going to help you. Let's say a guy comes to say Avis. He has a migu. He could have said he's a you. Not going to help him. A guy is possible Avis. Not going to help you, a migu. A cotton comes into bed. Pretends he's a gargle, he says Avis. Not going to help. If there's a psula gof, amigo doesn't help you. Amigo proves you're telling the truth. So, Taisa's kasha, if you hold Hashash Meshaker, the Gebe, this is possible because we're suspicious of him, like the Shaka to see this, then Taisa's kasha makes sense. But, if you go with the Lavush of the Taisa, so you can answer Taisa's kasha. The Taka, he has a migu. And even though he has a migu, he's still possible. Because the psul is of Negev Eid is a psul aguf. If you have a psul aguf, who cares if you have a migu? You're still a possible. Why does it help you? A relative with a migu is still a relative. A cotton with a migu is still a cotton. Same thing, the Negev Eid with a migu is still a Negev Eid. Adam Karavet Salatzma, he's still. So if it's not al shash meshaker, it's al psul. It's a geshmak eter to Tosfos kasha. No question, it answers Tosfos kasha. I mean, this is an example. So is this a raya to the Nesivus of Tzais? Who's this a raya to? If Tosfos kasha is answered before the Tzais, it's a raya. Okay, what do you think? Who's it a raya to? Okay, so if you're going through the long distance of the sugya, it's geshmak. You can answer Taisa's kasha if you hold like the Tzais. And then we're going to see they bring a dozen places that like the Tzais and answers Rishonim's kashas. But a Baal Halacha is going to say, yeah, you're right. But Taisa's doesn't say that Teretz. Lamaisa, even though it's geshmak, it answers Taisa's kasha, but Taisa says a different Teretz. Taisa's didn't hold like the Tzais. Taisa's held like the Nesivus and the Shach. This is a typical thing that happens all the time with the Ktzais. He says things that in Terah and Svara are very stark. But Ktzais should be mindful. Lamaisa, his derech is that it's not like Rishayim. He very often finds one Mishan that stands with him and he goes, you know, Bekayach to show that that's the right Shita, which in Lomdis, the Ktzais is right. So here, it's Emes. Like Rav Shlomo says, that Taisa's kasha is answered like the Ktzais. It's very geshmak. But since Taisa doesn't say the Teretz, and as far as I know, other Rishonim don't say the Teretz either, La Ladina, if anything, it should be a right to the Nesivus. Who could?
Like
if Taisa
says the kasha.
Like the Ktzais, Taisa should not have asked the kasha.
So it wasn't that it doesn't answer that
the Ruchav Achalor. It's a right
to the Ktzais. The fact that he asked it.
The fact that he is, there's a raya, doesn't hold up the Tzais's teretz, the Tzais's mahalach. The fact that Tzais's yes, this kasha, which is not shver like the Tzais. But I'd like to say this kasha is not shver. Which means that you have a migul. Why does a migul help you? Right? Tzais sang the good teretz. What are you going to do? There's a Gemara later on that Mem Daled. Listen carefully to the Gemara. Shach, Sma, Tzais and Nesivus all bring this Gemara to plug this Machlokes Poskim into a Machlokes Rishayim. Listen carefully to the case in the Gemara, you should understand it, and then you'll see. On Daf Mem Daled, Amud Beis, Banim Mem Daled Amud Beis, going up to the next Amud. Gemara has the following case. Lecher sadeyu shaloi ba'achrayis. I tell you what that means. If you ever go, I hope all of you will be zeichet some time to buy a house. When you buy real estate, one of the things you do is you make sure that there's no lien against the real estate. In other words, let's say I go to the bank, I borrow $500,000 against my house. My house is collateral. Then I turn around, I sell you my house. You're going to wake up the next morning, you pay me, I take the money and I move to Eretz Yisrael. And you wake up the next morning, the bank knocks on your door and they say, we're collecting the house. You're going to be out your money. So when you buy a house, you want to make sure that there's no lien. Nobody has a lien against the house, has any tefiyah. As you know, anybody who borrows, lends money b'shtar, there's a tefiyah on the house, on the real estate. Normally, when you sell a house, you sell it b'achrayis. It means the buyer says, listen, I'm buying the house, you're telling me no, there's no lien against the house. I believe you. But it's b'achrayis. If there's a lien against the house, you have to give me my money back. Stam shtar is b'achrayis. We say achrayis toras seifer. That means if I buy real estate from you, we don't write anything in. We assume I'm only buying it b'achrayis. If it's not there, toras seifer. The lawyers made a mistake. They forgot to write it into the contract. The stam contract is b'achrayis. Unless I write in the shtar shaloi b'achrayis. Today there are a lot of foreclosures going on. I go and I buy someone's house. And I say, listen, I'm willing to take a chance. I'm willing to take a chance. I believe that you'll have money. You'll be able to pay. The halachi is a chayiv goes first. Doesn't go to Achrayis first. First he goes to Bnei Chayiv. And then he goes to Shibudim. So there are people that are willing to take a chance. Usually they get the house cheaper for that. And they're willing to buy a property, Shaloi Achrayis. And that's the case of that one. I buy a house from a seller. And the seller tells me, he's an honest person, tells me right away, you should know, I have chayvus on the house. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. When they collect, I may or may not have money. You know, he says, if I have money, I'll pay. If I don't have money, they're going to come after the house. And the person took a chance and bought a house, Shaloi Bachrayis, from Reuven. Time passed. And Reuven, let's say, sold it to Shimon. Now, the Ma'irim say that it's their house. Levi comes and says it's his house. So I want to go and say Eidus for my buyer. I want to go out to Eid and say Eidus. That I'm saying Eidus. I know I sold it to him. It was my house and I sold it to him. Let's say the shtar has witnesses that it can't be Mekayim, that I sold it. So I want to go and I want to be an eid. I'll take one of the other witnesses and we'll be shtay eidim that I sold in the house. So the Gemara, Amim Dalet Amit Beis, says that I can't say eidus. I'm in the Ger B'Davar. I'm in the Ger B'Davar for that house. Why am I the Ger B'Davar? I sold it Shaloi B'Achrayis. I have no guarantees. I sold it without any guarantees. Even if Levi was to take the house away, I sold even Shaloi B'Achrayis in someone else's house. No Achrayis at all. So why am I the Ger B'Davar? So the Gemara says, you know, I am the Ger B'Davar. Because Loi V'Rosha V'Loi Yishalom. I want that if Chalil, I don't have any money, that my Malva should go take the house from Shimon. Because I don't want to be a Loi V'Rosha V'Loi Yishalom. It's a Rosha that borrows money and doesn't pay back. So I'm going to get the Eidus because I'm very happy if a day or two from now, or a month or two from now, that my Malva is going to be able to take the house to settle the Chayv. I don't want to be a Loi V'Rosha V'Loi Yishalom. So Mimela, I'm a Negev B'Davar, and I cannot say I cannot say Eidus. You follow? You follow the case? The Gemara is saying, I have no Negiyas. I sold the Shalai Bachrayas. I should be Kashalai Eidus. The Gemara says, I do have Negiyas. Because I'm very happy this house should go to my Malva. I won't be a Leib Rosh of Loyusha. Okay, you see the Gemara, everybody? Anybody has any questions? Okay? What? It's an estimation that nobody likes to be a labor rusher. No, it costs me a penny. No negias for money. I only have a negias that I shouldn't be a labor rusher. But that's negias. That's what it says. I don't, nowadays, I don't see that everybody doesn't want to be a labor rusher of a labor shalom. But the Gemara says that people don't want to be a labor rusher of a labor shalom. Everybody jumps on this Gemara with the Kasha. The Maram, if an art brings the Kasha, he says, Makshim Ha'olam. But this is found in the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Rimagash. They all ask the following Kasha. They ask that the Gemara's Cheshbin is wrong. What's a bigger Rasha? Someone who says false Eidus is a bigger Rasha. Or someone who borrows and doesn't have money to pay back. Which is a bigger Rasha? Huh? Which is bigger Rishus? Pashut, right? What's a bigger Rishus? To lie in Bezdin? Well, you borrow money and the person who lay a labor doesn't have money. Obviously, it's a bigger Rishus to lie. Right? So what are we doing in this Gemara? We're coming along and we're saying Reuven sold the field. He can't say Eidus. He's going to lie because he doesn't want to be a Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim, so he's going to lie in Bezdin. He doesn't want to be a Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim, so he's going to lie in Bezdin. They ask, it doesn't make sense. If he doesn't want to be a Rasha, he's going to lie in Bezdin. Lying in Bezdin is a worse rishus than Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim. It happens to people when they borrow money, they don't have money to pay back. If you lend someone money and he doesn't have money to pay back, he's potter from paying you back until he has money. So very good. Okay, that's one of the two words. Okay, but this is the kasha. The kasha is that if he doesn't want to be a Rasha, So why would he say full say this? Why do you chayshu should say full say this? Because Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim. So there are two terutzim. The Ramban and the Rajba answer that Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim doesn't mean he's afraid of God. He doesn't want to be a Rosh HaKlapi to Rabbi Nishalim. B'chayshid he's lying. B'chayshid he's not, he doesn't have Yerush Shemayim. Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim means he doesn't want people talking about him. Look at him, he's a terrible person. He lends and he doesn't pay. He borrows rather and he doesn't pay. Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim is pshat. He doesn't want people to say about him that he's a Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim. So we're not talking about Yerushalayim. Pshat Gemara is, he's Negevadava, he'd rather say false Eidus and not be caught, rather than say the truth and the Velt is going to say that don't lend him money, he's a bad person, he doesn't pay. That's the teretz of the Ramban and the Rashba. It's the Maram's first teretz. Then the Maram says the second teretz and the Rimagash says the same teretz. Says the second parents. He says, you're right. You're right. Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim means God. He doesn't want to be a Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim. That makes him a Negev Eidus. Negev Eidus is not out to Shash Meshaker. It's not because we think he's going to lie. Of course he won't lie. It's a worse Rosh to lie than to be Leiv Rosh of Eloi Yishalim. Of course he's not going to lie. but he's pasul anyway. Why? Why? Because lemaisa isn't a geb eidus. Lemaisa he gains that when the chayv is paid up, he's not a leiv rosh of Yerushalayim. He gains. So it's taka true, but not chayshish alai. And even he's telling the truth. But since he's a neger be'edis, neger be'edis is a psul like psul kurva, it's a gzeres hakosadik psul. And even though in that chayshish he's lying, but af al pi kein, he's posel, just like Moshe and Aaron are posel, because it's psul, a gzeres hakosadik psul, a kurva dik psul. That's the reason that in Yen and Gemara, Loiv or Lash of Allah Yishalom makes you a Neger Be'edis. Neger Be'edis, you can't say Eidis, go home. You can't accept your Eidis. Even though you have a logical reason, you can tell me, I'm telling the truth. It's a worse wishes to lie. It's true. But it's exactly so custodic of soul. Just like if you have a Migo, it doesn't help you. If you have a Raya, because it's a worse wishes to lie, it doesn't help you. You're Neger Be'edis, Neger Be'edis is absurd. That's Tyson's kasha. We would have time, I'd get to it. It's a forget our discussion. Tyson's on, yes, the kasha, I think I'm the name of that. What? Why? But the thing he's saying, hey, this about, is not negay. Right? The thing he's saying is on, is not negay. That's not soul. This second teretz, the Rimagash's teretz, Maram's second teretz, is Mamish and Lavush and the Ktzais. That's a makar for Lavush and Ktzais. They say this Yisayt. Shlomo brings it, the Shach brings it, the Ktzais Nesivis bring this. They bring these two terutzim. The Shach brings in the name of Maram. He probably didn't have the Rimagash and was printed in his days. But he brings it B'Shem the Maram Lublin, which is the Maram. And he says that the second teretz of the Maram is the Ktzais is Yisayid, or the Levush is Yisayid. And the first teretz, which the Ramban and the Rashba hold, is the, it doesn't hold that the Ktzais is Yisayid, goes like the Shach and the Nesivis. So we find, therefore, a Machlaikis Rishayinim in that Sugya, which is Mamish, this Machlaikis, this Chakira. We now took it from a Machlaikis HaPaiskim, which it remains, and found that it's a machlokes rishayim, and it comes out the Paiskim are arguing how to pass it. If you didn't follow, take out the Shach and look inside, and you'll see, you'll follow. If you need to look in the Gemara, look in the Gemara. But this is the makar and shas for this whole discussion. Hopefully we'll get to Mandala and Amanala on the day soon. We'll go through it again. Hopefully it'll be familiar to all of you. It was a Maisa with the Rosh, which is recorded in the Tshuva Sarash, Tshuva Gimel, Ois Yud Gimel. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. A man wrote a Tzava Shchid Meira. He wrote a Tzava in a way, either wrote or gave the pair, Divrei Shchid Meira Katsum Vesurindami. He wrote, made a Tzava in front of two witnesses. And the tzava had many parts to it. He gave money to him and money to him. And one of the things that he did is he owned a Sefer Torah. And he gave a Sefer Torah to the city, Ashkelona is the name of the city. I don't know where it is. But he gave to the city of Ashkelona his Sefer Torah to the Kehila, the city. It was a small city, had one shul, one Kehila. And he gave it to that Kehila. That was part of his long tzava. Then he died. They came to the Rosh and they tainted that these two Eidim live in Ashkelona. They live in that city. How could they say Eidis that Pliny gave them a Sefer Torah? They're part of the Tzibur. We're talking at a time where the Beis HaKnesses belonged to the Shul, it belonged to the Kehila. Nowadays most Shuls belong to individuals. But we're talking now where the Sefer Torah belonged to the Kahal. It's a Gemara actually in Mem Gimel in this Perek that a member of a community can't say Eidus about a Sefer Torah in the Kehila because he's not Geba Eidus, he's a Shutuf in the Sefer Torah. So they told the Rosh, how could they say Eidus about the Sefer Torah? So the Rosh Paskin, listen to this, he said, Avada, the apostle say this on the Sefer Torah. And Eidus Shabbat Lo Mitzah Shabbat Lo Kula. The halacha is that if you have a psul to say Eidus, it's Eidus Shabbat Lo Mitzah Shabbat Lo Kula. The whole Eidus is psul. And the whole tava is that we don't believe them. And it goes back to the Yerusha of Dinei Torah, as if he was not tava. And it goes to the children, finished. The whole tava is bottle, because Eidus Shabbat Lo Mitzasa, but Lo Kula. That was the psak of the Rosh. The Mishnah L'melech, in Hilchas Eidus, Perek Yudal and Halacha Zayin, has an arichus on this Tshuva Sarash, and he says, now the fact that he's possible to say this about the Sefer Torah, no one's going to argue with it. It's a Gemara. If you say this to bring the Sefer Torah to your own kehillah, you're possible. The Gemara says, even if you'll say, I'll be mafkim arishus, I don't want to have any ownership in the Sefer Torah. But the Gemara says, you know you're going to end up listening to the Sefer Torah, to the Leinim. The Gemara says, that there's no issue with the psul in the Sefer Torah itself. Yeah. That's the kind of issue. How you can say on the Sefer Torah?
If a person says that he himself is a Rasha, Eidus makes him a Rasha, you'll say you accept your Eidus, but don't accept the fact that you're a Rasha.
So yeah, but if I say you owe me money, if I say you owe me money, if I say you owe me money, best to believe me as a witness that you owe me money and not that I'm lying. If it's negah to me, you can't. There's negah bedav, right? Negah bedav
is a bigger soul than
negah bedav. Negah bedav are negah bedav is a bigger soul than being a Russian. The Gabidavar is a... Well, you're talking about Palgina, you're not talking about a big psul. Alright, so I'll explain. And let me explain the idea of Palgina Dibura, which is misunderstood very often. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between Palgina Dibura and Eidus Shabbat Lo Mitzasa Shabbat Lo Kula? That's your question. You can ask this question, and you're not beholding in any sugya in Shas. Everybody goes to yeshiva, learn to Palgina Dibura. What's Palgina Dibura? If I say Pliny Ravani, this person was did a maisa psul with me, so we believe me. You believe the aid that he's apostle. You say Pliny Rav Pliny. Whatever maisa he did, we chop off the aidus. You say it wasn't mizana with me; it was mizana with somebody else. If somebody comes to Bezdin, and he says, Eidus, that Pliny lent me money beribis. He took ribis from me. So we say, Palgina Dibura. Now, I'm not saying it to collect the money. I'm saying that Pliny is an aid. I want to say he's apostle aid. Someone who collects ribis, apostle aid. So I walk into Basin. I say, Pliny lent me money beribis. So we say, Palgina Dibura. We say, we believe you that Pliny lent money beribis, but we don't believe that he lent it to you. Pliny Rava Pliny, Pliny Lava Le Pliny, we say Pagina Dibura. What's the difference between that and a case where someone says Eidus and part of the Eidus he's apostle on and part of the Eidus is a kosher on? Let's say I say Eidus that someone lent money to my brother and someone else. So we say, I say Eidus that someone, they borrowed $100 from my brother and $100 from his friend at the same time. One nice. So we say, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa, Shabbat L'Kula. I'm not believed about my brother, I'm not believed about him. Why don't we say Palgina Dibura? Why don't we say the same thing, Palgina Dibura? Believe me, L'Gabi this and not L'Gabi that. When do you say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa, Shabbat L'Kula? When do you say Palgina Dibura? So the Rosh, in the end of the first parak in Marcus, what was the Gemara? The Tuvia and someone else were Aiden. Tuvia, the catchy names there on Zainam and Aleph. Aidus, and there was a case of Aidus Shabbat Sasa Bar Bakuma. And the Rosh says, why don't you say Pagina Gibura? The Rosh said, makes the following Shalom. And this is all the Rishayim I think agree with, and certainly the Paiski. Listen to when you say Paginan, and when you say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah. When you say Paginan Dibura, on something that I'm not an Eid at all, I'm a Baldover. I'm saying something about me. If I walk into Bez and say something about me, am I an apostle of Eid about myself? I'm not an apostle of Eid. I'm not an Eid at all. I'm the Baldover. If I walk into Bez and say, you lent me money, that is Makabu what I say. The Makabu what I say, that's a Baldover. I'm not an Eid. I'm a Baldover. Every Din Torah has a Teveya, a Nitva, and Eidim. The Teveya and the Nitva, they're the Baldover. They can talk in Bezdin. You're eligible to go into Bezdin and say someone owes you money. You're a Baldover. You're not an Eid. If someone comes into Bezdin and he says something about himself, then we say, Palgina Dibura. You say, what you said about yourself, that's not Eidus. That's not Eidus. What you're saying about yourself is you're a Baldover about yourself. So Palgina, the part you said about yourself, you're a Baldover. It's not an Eid. We believe you are Baldover, not Altei. The part you said about someone else, it's Altei. There's no Nimsechmi and Karav Apostle. It's not a Psul. It's just Bimitsis. It's not Eidus at all. When you say Eidus about a Karav, Nimse Echameyam Karav, apostle, some one of the Eidim is a relative, is a Karav. One of the Eidim is a apostle, somebody who has a psul. When someone is a Karav or apostle, being a Karav or apostle, that's a bad Eidus. That's a false Eidus. Being a Eidus, that's Pasul. That, we have a rule, Nimsa Echameyam Karavai Pasul. So, Eidusam B'Teilam. Then, the Eidus is Batul. Once you have, on something a person says, he's an Eid, but he's a Pasul Eid, then, there's a Nimsa Echameyam Karavai Pasul, and the whole Eidus is going to be Batul. That's the klal of the Rosh, and that's the klal the Mishnah Melech brings, that the Rosh himself, in Masechtas Makkos, holds of this klal, that Nimsechem and Karav Apostle, Eidusa B'Teila, is not when a person is saying about himself. When a person is saying about himself, you don't say Nimsechem and Karav Apostle. So Mimele, he's Matmion, this Maisa in Shalom Rosh, with the city of Ashkelina. He says, in the Rosh's case, the man is saying Eidus about himself. He's saying Eidus, that his city is supposed to get a Sefer Torah. When you say this about yourself, we don't say Nimsechmi and Karav Apostle. We don't say that Nimsechmi and Karav Apostle that there's a Psul Kurva about yourself. About yourself, there's no union of a Psul Kurva. If you're just not an Eid, you're saying Eidus about yourself.